From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how much the New York transit strike is costing the city. But first, the Senate is debating a contentious defense spending bill that would fund the operations for U.S. troops in Iraq and elsewhere, in addition to money for hurricane relief efforts and flu preparedness. But it also includes language calling for the drilling of oil and gas in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and that has deeply divided lawmakers from both parties. Here's Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska.
What ANWR represents to this country is energy security, national security from the perspective of reducing our vulnerability on foreign sources of oil.
Democrats fired back. Here's West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd.
I understand the passions surrounding the issue of ANWR, but we abandon and undermine these rules at a terrible, terrible price. What a price. This institution and the liberties that its rules protect must come first.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner is following the debate in the Senate, and he joins me now. And David, this is actually the second bill the Senate is voting on today. Tell us about the first one.
Well, Madeline, the first one was a bill that would reduce the growth in spending on federal entitlements, things such as Medicare, Medicaid, welfare programs, by almost $40 billion over the next 5 years. This was something that was protected from a filibuster in the Senate. So it only took 51 votes to get it through. And the Senate actually tied 50-50 when it came to a vote. And Vice President Cheney, who just flown back from the Middle East, cast the tie-breaking 51st vote, and it carried.
And why was the vote so close?
Well, this is hugely controversial. Democrats say, how can it be that Republicans are pushing this through right before Christmas when it's taking spending that is mainly for helping the weakest and poorest in the society, they say, to justify passing tax cuts when Congress comes back next month. They say, in fact, it's not deficit reduction. And in fact, they managed to change one part of the bill, and it would have to go back to the House now, and it looks like the House isn't going to come back before the end of the year. So the bill may actually be hung up. So it may have been a Pyrrhic victory for Republicans and Vice President Cheney today.
Mm-hmm. And back to that huge defense spending bill that they're debating now, where do things stand?
Well, they have just gone to a roll call vote on whether they should proceed to voting on final passage on this bill. Of course, the big, big item in this bill is the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge drilling. And it looks right now way too close to call. There are people who say that it's completely improper that this was added to a defense spending bill that's funding the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and making all of that money contingent on an issue that's been hugely controversial for the past 25 years in the Senate. And it's forcing many lawmakers to vote against the defense spending bill if they're opposed to approving ANWR.
And what are the chances it'll go through?
Well, I think that you heard from people like Joe Lieberman, who's very strong on defense, say, I am willing to vote against this going to a vote on this bill because I know that one way or another, we are going to fund the military. But we can't let a precedent be established by doing it this way. And I think that there are several Republicans, at least, who have joined him in that stand. It's so close now. If it doesn't go through, they will take ANWR out of the bill, and it would be reconfigured and probably be passed without the drilling provision in it.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner, thank you.
Sure.